God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are beginning this evening a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Healing was a big part of the ministry of Jesus as he walked the earth, and him being the same yesterday, today, and forever, it still is a big part of what he wants done in the earth. If he spent a large portion of his ministry ministering healing, then we should.
Amen.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
If he emphasized healing, we should emphasize healing.
Yeah.
Sometimes people try to act like, well, you know, the world's changed, people have changed, so ministry should change with the people. No. No, God hasn't changed.
Amen.
The Word hasn't changed. The devil hasn't changed.
Right.
Human needs haven't really changed.
Right.
So, I want you to look, please, in Matthew, let's find three openings, then we'll pray and get right into the Word. Matthew, the 8th chapter, and Luke, the 5th chapter, and Mark, the 1st chapter. Can you find all that? Matthew 8, Luke 5, and Mark 1. The direction I believe we should go in talking about healing, I mean, there's numerous things to teach and talk about. But this exactly even today, coincides with our Bible reading. And we here at Faith Life Church read our New Testament.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Am I right or am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we read our chapters every day.
Yes.
Somebody say every day.
Every day.
Every day. Monday through Friday, we read one chapter out of the New Testament. Now, if you want to read something else besides that, you help yourself. Go read all of Isaiah. Read, you know, a whole other book. But we read that chapter every day. And today we finished reading what?
Mark 2.
Mark 2. And so Monday we'll begin reading Mark 3. If you haven't been reading with us, please, please, for your sake, for your spouse's sake, for your family's sake, for your friend's sake, for your fellow people on the planet, read your scripture and get faith in you. Amen. And so that you'll have strength to deal with things. It just helps you beyond what you even understand. Read it out loud. Amen. I know Phyllis and I, we sit down and a lot of times on our porch and this nice weather and we'll read our chapter, and then we'll talk about some of the things. Of course, both of us being ministers, we'll see something when we read a verse, and we'll go, well, look at there, you know. And then we'll discuss it. Well, what you're doing, you're feeding your spirit.
Yeah.
But you don't rush it. Don't say, well, I got to hurry up and read my scripture before I go, you know. Don't do that. Be able to sit down. Not rushed, not distracted. This is not just a matter of doing something the church is doing. This is honoring God.
Yeah.
You don't throw your Bible around you. You lay it out and you turn your page at the right place. Amen. And pray just a quick prayer before you start reading. Say, Lord, thank you for the Word. Thank you. Open our eyes to see good things from your Word. Quicken us inside and feed our spirit and feed our faith. Remind us of what you've shown us from it in times past and show us new things we haven't seen. We receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's start reading. Make an effort to pronounce the words and enunciate clearly. And I'm talking about honoring the Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Not a rush. Honor the Word of God. Now, I know it may sound like I've just harped on this, but it is so important. It is so vital to your Christian life. There's no way to be a good Christian without being a person of faith. Christianity is called the faith. There's no way to be a person of faith and you don't feed on the Word. Faith comes from hearing the Word. But we just read the first lesson in our reading yesterday and today that I believe we should look at. We're going to begin going over the individual accounts of healing in the four gospel accounts in the ministry of Jesus. There are only about 19 individual accounts of healings that are recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, it seems like more than that because just like I've got you holding three places there, well, three authors record the same healing. You might think it's three healings, but it's the one. Now, there are numerous places where we're told that many were healed, right? Or all were healed. But it doesn't give you any details about what was wrong with them and what they did and what Jesus did or how He ministered to them and how they received. How many know that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
If it worked like this for these folk then, yeah, it'll work the same, exactly the same for us.
Amen.
Right now.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
So we're going to look carefully at each one of these individual accounts of healing as the Lord would lead us. And we're studying and believing the Lord to reveal to us how to receive a healing. And so if you have had challenges in your body, attacks, problems, symptoms, then you're in a good place.
Amen.
Now, if you want to keep your sickness, you should probably leave. Because it's in danger right now. It is. It is. Healing anointing's already in this place.
Amen.
Because God's a healer. He's here. He'll heal anywhere. He'll heal you on a bar stool. He'll heal you under a car working on a transmission. Amen. He'll heal you at the sink. It's not just the geographical place. It is faith. People that believe. Now, it's interesting to note, and I may go into some more detail about this later, but of those 19 individual cases, 10 of the 19, the individual's faith was specifically referred to. That's the majority. And several of the others, the faith wasn't specifically mentioned in the text, but it's obvious. You can see and hear. Now, there are a few cases where it wasn't the individual's faith. We'll talk about that too. But the majority of the people, are you listening to me now? The majority of the people healed under Jesus' ministry were healed through their own faith. Their faith was a determining factor. If it was that way then, what do you think now? Be the same. You remember what I'm talking about? Places like it said, you know, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has healed you. As you have believed, so be it done to you. Jesus told people that. Right? That means their faith was a determining factor. Well, that's the way it was with Jesus' ministry. That's the way, you know, all of our ministry today, all healing ministry, all deliverance ministry, all people getting saved, that is a continuation and an extension of Jesus' ministry. In all of our ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Every legitimate church, every legitimate ministry is an extension and part of Jesus' ministry in the earth today.
Amen.
Did Jesus heal when He walked the earth?
Yes.
Does He still heal today?
Yes.
Well, is His ministry still going on today?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going on through His body, through His church. So this, and I'm not necessarily giving you these in chronological order of how they occurred. I don't know that we know that. There are records of which one was recorded first, they think. But again, scholars debate these issues. We're not even interested in that. That won't get you healed. Will it? You know, bless people's hearts, they can get so confused. And I had a fellow one time, he was near death's door. And he came to healing school and he wanted help. And he sat through the whole session one day and came at the end wanting to know who I thought the Antichrist was. I just told him, I said, brother, that's the least of your problems.
Amen.
You need to forget about the Antichrist and think about the Christ.
Amen.
Focus on the Anointed One and His anointing. Well, what about this? And what about this dispensation? And where did Cain get his wife? And what about this? And this is sad. So many folk are focused on Job's boils, Paul's thorn in the flesh, Timothy's stomach, Trophimus left at Miletum, Hezekiah's poultice. I've heard most of them. And it's sad that Christians have more faith in Job's boils and Paul's thorn than they do Jesus' stripes.
Amen.
Don't even understand. What about Job's boils? It's amazing how people could read or not read, just hear about Job, 42 chapters? Of pain and strain. And I guess I'm like poor old Job. Hey, you didn't read. You didn't read the punchline. You didn't read the end of the book. Job got healed. Well, I'm just like poor old Job. Glory to God. Job got healed and had twice as much as he had before the attack began. And he was a multi-billion with a B. Multi-billionaire before the attack.
Yes.
Go back and study it. Do some adding. Get your calculator out.
Yes.
He was the richest man, the most powerful man in the whole area, the East. Scholars tell us that probably the whole ordeal of Job happened in less than a year, they speculate. Maybe 8 months. Job had a bad year. He had a rough year. But what's the punchline? He prayed for his friends and the Lord turned his captivity and added to him twice, double what he had lost, which was very significant. Amen. Next time somebody hollers about poor old Job, you look at him and go, I'm like Job. Well, glory to God. You're a blessed man.
Amen.
The ministry of Jesus. You might want to write this statement down, keep it in your thinking. Without going to the scripture in John 14, Jesus told the disciples, he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Right? Jesus said, I do always those things that please him. How many believe that Jesus only did the will of the Father in his life and in his ministry? What does that mean? Everything that Jesus said and did is a direct revelation of the will of God for all men, for all time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Leper, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R613. That's R613. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me life.